Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
512 News Radio 92.3. Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price with you on this Thursday afternoon. Upper 80s right now. The temperature's still warm and humid out there.
Yay.
Austin coming up in about 3 or 4 minutes. He will have definitely that five-day forecast for you. And also kind of a look into what Father's Day is going to look like on Sunday. Austin will be around for that one. But right now, let's go ahead and look at the three important things that might help you out this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, Pensacola's contract with VO, of course, you know him as the e-scooter rental company downtown, could be in jeopardy here. City Administrator Tim Casella says the technology meant to prevent the scooters from operating on the sidewalk just wasn't working. Users are not following the age limit of 18 to rent the scooters, and adults are returning those scooters and saying, you know, why did you let me rent them to my kid? They're renting them to children is what I'm getting at.
Right.
It's a very serious thing. The company is facing a fall deadline to continue its service. Mayor Reeves not sure if his administration would recommend extending that VO contract.
We've tried to evolve this relationship with VO and with back when there were stand-up scooters as well, trying to find that right mix of what works best for our community and whether this works long-term. At all.
No, and there are also a lot of concerns that the scooters are being used recreationally and not as a reliable source of transportation.
And your second of the top three stories. The results are in for the public vote on the Pensacola Beach Gateway project. There were three options for an entrance at the south end of Sykes Bridge. Option two, which featured a beach ball on the right corner of the arc, earned the most votes. The public input also allowed voters to leave comments, and some voiced criticism of the options, while many said that they wouldn't like to see a new entrance sign at all.
Here's your third story, Kimberly Spear Sullivan. She is a local attorney with a big heart. She's actually hoping to help Elizabeth Collins. The name might sound familiar to you, the 79-year-old Gulf Breeze woman with dementia who remains jailed after her recent arrest. Spear Sullivan says Collins' arrest is a tragic example of what can go wrong when families do not know the resources that are available to them. Spear Sullivan says she can help the family navigate through hurdles they would not otherwise know about and has offered her services, and get this one, pro bono.
A lot of people are too wealthy to qualify for Medicaid on their own, but they don't have enough money to pay for the nursing home or the assisted living facility or care at home on their own. And so what we do is we legally and ethically help people shift their assets around to get under the Medicaid levels and the thresholds so that we can get them into the facilities and get them the care they need. Well, so they don't have to go bankrupt.
Absolutely. And those levels for Medicaid, pretty low. I mean, you really can't make any money at all. And a lot of people do make a little bit of money, but they do need financial help. Spear Sullivan says she wants to help Collins get out of jail and into a care facility, but it is going to be a difficult road.
All righty, just about 5:15 here. We'll get a couple more local headlines for you in just a moment. But first, let's get our first quick check of the roads and weather this hour. Brought to you by Indeed.com. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. So how can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. You can start at Indeed.com/credit. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Got some backups on I-10. Traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. And also still have some issues on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Last major spot's going to be Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, 86 degrees, going to be a low of 77 tonight. Going to have some rainfall chances. It'll make for a rainy Friday where we'll see a high of 87, low of 77. And Chris was talking just a moment ago about the weekend, Father's Day, Sunday, all that. Highs are going to be just under 90 degrees, and both days are going to be rainy, especially Sunday. So be on the lookout for that.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, okay, here's a good one for you. Baptist Healthcare has been named as one of America's greatest workplaces in healthcare. The award recognizes companies through a comprehensive assessment and an analysis of over 120 key performance indicators. Baptist is one of the largest non-governmental employers in Pensacola, with more than 4,500 team members.
And three juveniles are facing charges related to vandalism in several public parks in Bay Minette. Police say the three juveniles were identified and charged with criminal mischief. Police say the city parks are meant to be safe, clean spaces for all to enjoy, and vandalism is unacceptable and will not be tolerated.
And let me give you the latest from the National Hurricane Center. Just touching bases with them minutes ago. Forecasters confirming tropical activity remaining quiet in the Atlantic Basin. No tropical cyclone activity is really expected during the next 7 days. Another large plume of dust moving across the Atlantic could reach the state by tomorrow. The dust, along with the wind shear, will help suppress those tropical developments.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, six people under arrest in Miami-Dade County accused of staging car crashes to collect insurance money. The sheriff's office launched Operation Crash and Cash after receiving a tip from an insurance provider. Authorities say the suspects staged accidents and collected money for damage and medical treatments that never occurred. Charges against the group include insurance fraud, grand theft, organized scheme to defraud, and racketeering.
I can't believe it's been 9 years here. I'm talking about the Pulse massacre of survivors and surviving family members visiting that nightclub, Pulse nightclub, on the 9th anniversary of the shooting. And they're doing this because they're getting ready to tear the building down.
Right.
Here's CJ Papa.
9 times during the attack.
Obviously, it's very heartbreaking.
Christine Linenen was among the first groups inside the club for the first time since the horror on June 12, 2016.
As painful as it is, it's nowhere near as painful as what my son experienced that night.
The shooting at the LGBTQ plus friendly nightclub 9 years ago.
Nothing can bring those 49 back. Nothing can cure the mental anguish that so many people have gone through. And I would hope that a site visit would be helpful.
It's a first and last look at the location before it's turned into a memorial. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And a convicted felon accused of using a gaming app to sexually prey on an 11-year-old boy. Broward County authorities say Valentino McFarland was on probation when he started grooming the child by sending gifts and food to his home. In mid-May, he allegedly threatened to kill the boy if he didn't send him a sexual video. The footage was shared with the man's friend, who notified deputies. McFarland is now behind bars without bond.
A lot of activity down in Central Florida. Rocket launch at the Kennedy Space Center scheduled for blast-off tomorrow. The date? Friday the 13th. I hope no one on that crew has triskaidekaphobia.
Yeah, don't be superstitious.
Absolutely.
No.
The launch window opens at 6:45. That's Pensacola time. SpaceX will launch a batch of Starlink satellites into low Earth orbit from the Cape. Live coverage starting 90 minutes before the liftoff. If you want to check it out, floridatoday.com/space, and you can check it out.
And one of 15 people aboard a boat that exploded in Fort Lauderdale on Memorial Day is speaking about her survival and her two sons' severe burns. Cassandra Rivera says fuel fumes ignited on a 39-foot Sea Ray in the intercoastal waterway. Her 5 and 7-year-old son still recovering in a Miami hospital. Most of the boat passengers jumped or fell into water, with 29-year-old Joshua Fifi dying days later. Lawsuits are pending.
Well, the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, otherwise known as FDLE, launched Florida's Enhanced Career Offender Registry on their website. The Career Offender Registry is a public safety application that gives the public access to search for court-designated violent offenders throughout the state. Today, the registry includes nearly 20,000 Florida career offenders.
Man, just about 5:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a few minutes with some hard-hitting national stories happening for you today right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
Even though so many corporations are celebrating Gay Pride Month, my Christian faith just won't let me. After all, there are 7 places in Scripture where homosexuality is addressed and condemned. And my heart genuinely breaks for individuals who are caught up in that lifestyle. I want to see them washed, sanctified, and justified, as is described in 1 Corinthians 6. I want to see them saved. No one loves the LGBTQ people more than Jesus does. No one is able to help them like he can. But for the Christian to celebrate Gay Pride Month is not love. 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter, explains that love rejoiceth not in iniquity. It's saying Christians can't celebrate sin. Love doesn't do that. To celebrate any type of sin, instead of warn against it, is to personally escort individuals straight to hell. So Christian person, let us be loving enough to warn others about sin and invite them to the Savior.
For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
During these tough economic times, it's easy to lose sight of the importance of saving for the future. The National Foundation for Credit Counseling wants you to know there are simple steps to set aside dollars each month. The most important is reviewing all your monthly expenses and establishing a household budget. Need help getting started? Speak with a certified credit counselor who can help map out a plan for you. Call the NFCC at 800-388-2227. This has been a public service message from the NFCC.
Spring cleaning and remodeling is in the air, and at Jonathan's Flooring, you can get your beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation with a large selection of tile, carpet, and the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors this spring. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring, North Palafox, south of 9 Mile Road.
Hurricane season is here. It's time to make sure your Generac generator is in tip-top shape. Call White Sands Electric today to schedule maintenance of your generator. With 5 certified Generac technicians on staff, they will make sure your generator is ready when you need it.
Need a new unit or a replacement?
Remember, White Sands never charges a deposit, so you never spend a dime until your generator is on your property. White Sands Electric is a full-service electrical contractor. Call 850-433-6080 for all your electrical needs.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about Governor DeSantis's comments about the acceptability of driving through a crowd if need be to escape a dangerous mob. Looking a little bit more closely at the OLF-8 deal that finally happened last week. Celebrating the life and work of local civil rights activist, the Reverend H.K. Matthews, who is still with us but unfortunately is very ill right now. And Pam Childers lays out a new policy for discretionary fund spending. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
523 News Radio 92.3. Kind of getting off to a little bit of Led Zeppelin this afternoon. You are just getting a wild streak going here. Mr. DJ Austin?
That's me.
DJ Austin. There you go. No improvement in the latest numbers on the job market. Jenny Casella has the numbers for you.
New claims for unemployment benefits remained at an 8-month high last week, though economists say the end of the school year is impacting the readings. It is a sign that layoffs may be rising. Claims for the previous week were revised higher to 248,000, and last week's reading also came in at 248,000. Continuing claims, those remaining on benefits rose to more than 1.9 million in the week ending May 31st, up from the previous reading. Jobless claims also rose to 240,000 in October and February before cooling in the following weeks. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
524, stocks ending up today after another encouraging update on inflation. Laura Kantner has the story.
Advanced Micro Devices introduced several new AI-focused products Thursday, including its MI350 series accelerators. The chipmaker and NVIDIA rival said it's teamed up with Meta, OpenAI, Oracle, and Microsoft in its bid for an open AI ecosystem. Oxford Industries, parent company of Tommy Bahama and Lilly Pulitzer, is slashing its forecast for the year, blaming tariffs and weaker demand for resort clothing. Oxford shares tanking Thursday. Mortgage rates basically flat this week. Stocks finishing Thursday on a high note. The Dow up 102, S&P 500 up 23, NASDAQ up 47. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
525, Austin Price. Looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, let's see what we got here. Got some backups on Highway 90 in a couple of spots. One, if you're traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard, we got some issues there. Also, traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, that's a typical problem for us this time every afternoon. Same can be said for Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. As for the weather, sitting at around 86 degrees, going to be a low of 77 tonight. Over the course of Friday and your Father's Day weekend, we are going to have high rain chances throughout the days with highs just under 90 degrees.
526 News Radio 92.3. More than 200 dead in a plane crash in India. Yes, something went terribly, terribly wrong. Reports, though, and this is amazing. Out of all of those 200 dead, one survived. Here's Jonathan Savage.
It's the world's worst aviation disaster in a decade. Police initially said all 240-plus people on board the Boeing 787 were killed when it crashed shortly after takeoff. But England-based relatives of Vivash Kumar Ramesh have told the BBC he was on board the doomed Air India flight from Ahmedabad to London and miraculously appears to have survived. It's the first time Boeing's so-called Dreamliner has been involved in a fatal incident. The crash is also feared to have caused deaths on the ground. The airplane careened into a busy medical college building. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
And Lori Vallow-Dabel has been found guilty in her latest murder conspiracy trial. The so-called doomsday mom was found guilty in Phoenix in April for conspiring to kill her fourth husband in 2019. She was also convicted in Idaho in 2023 for the murder of her two young children and for conspiring to murder husband Chad Dable's first wife.
527, News Radio 92.3. A lot of excitement in Los Angeles, and no, not just the riots. Democratic U.S. Senator Alex Padilla was forcibly taken away from Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem's news conference in Los Angeles earlier today. He entered the room dressed as a just in casual clothes, nothing to identify him as like a senator.
Right.
He just busts in the room and starts heading for Noem. Now, what would you do if you were a security person? You'd take him out.
Especially, yeah, a casually dressed man who you may not recognize at first glance, and he's approaching a woman in a very politically divisive era that we're living in. Yeah, I mean, that's rough.
And so we're getting across the board, the Democrats are saying, that's just terrible, that's just terrible. Put yourself in that position. Could be a different story. Here's the real story.
This is rather remarkable. Sometimes they give lawmakers some deference in situations like this. We had a comment here from Chuck Schumer, the Democratic leader. He said he was absolutely sickened by this. He was thundering. He was yelling so loudly in the Senate chamber to see this happen, as he put it, to United States Senator. You also had Ben Ray Lujan, who's a Democratic senator from New Mexico, who is rather soft-spoken and never speaks on the Senate floor. It's very rare. And he was just appalled that more of his colleagues weren't down here talking about this. He said, you know, what happens if this is a Republican who comes in? He said to have people being treated like this if they're a United States senator. But Chuck Schumer, the Democratic leader, indicated, he said, we want a full investigation.
And up to 1 million people are expected to participate in No King's Day protests across the country on Saturday. The demonstrations are in opposition to Trump's military parade through Washington, D.C., which coincides with Flag Day and the president's own 79th birthday. One of the organizers of the protests said that the most patriotic thing you can do in the U.S. this Saturday is to show up peacefully and petition your government for something better.
Yeah, and there's only a handful of major cities doing this thing. I mean, they're doing it to some degree in smaller. I think they're going to do a...
It's typically bigger cities that do this stuff.
Yeah, I think they're doing a small little organization downtown here. Really? But I'm not sure. I haven't really been in touch with anybody from those groups. But, yeah, it could possibly happen. And are they doing this on Father's Day or are they doing this on Saturday?
Saturday.
Okay. It is day 7. Let me get it straight with you. Any ICE protests continuing over in Los Angeles? Steve Harrigan is in La La Land with the latest.
The DHS secretary saying President Trump has told her to use everything that we have to bring peace on the streets, that is the goal. But there have been more than 1,500 arrests or detentions since this unrest began, and the momentum is building. DHS officials also say that attacks on federal officers are up more than 400% since this began. She vowed that those responsible for violent attacks on federal agents would be caught and punished severely. As far as the situation on the streets of Los Angeles, another second night of curfew. Minor damage done as far as arrests go. 81 people arrested.
And the prosecution could soon rest its case in the Sean Diddy Combs sex crimes trial, finally. Prosecutors say with the timing of their witnesses right now, they will likely rest their case no later than next Friday. And, of course, a woman we've been talking about is being referred to solely as Jane. She's once again on the stand today.
Well, the Florida Office of Insurance Regulation's latest quarterly report revealing property insurance rates, well, they ticked up slightly by 0.3%, meaning that of the 10 most recent reports, 9 showing rate hikes. For the first time in a long while, Floridians have the option to shop around for competitive insurance rates. And I recommend doing that wholeheartedly. We're going to talk about the NBA, a lot of things going on sports-wise, coming up in less than 5 minutes on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News.
News, I'm John Saucier. California Senator Alex Padilla interrupted a press conference led by Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem in Los Angeles today. The senator spoke after about his perspective on the incident.
I began to ask a question. I was almost immediately forcibly removed from the room. I was forced to the ground. And I was handcuffed.
Secretary Noem tells Fox's senator's side of the story doesn't justify his actions.
I think his statement is absolutely ridiculous. This man burst into a room, started advancing towards the podium, interrupting an opening statement, elevating his voice, shouting questions.
The California Democrat was removed and temporarily handcuffed after speaking loudly over Secretary Noem. The secretary says they didn't know who he was, and when he identified himself, they had a private conversation about the issues at hand after about 10 minutes. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Celebrating 15 years of excellence, Nancy's Catering and Events has been feeding Pensacola's most unforgettable occasions since 2010. Led by award-winning executive chef Gus Silivos, Nancy's team brings top culinary creations and guest experiences to the Gulf Coast area, from lavish weddings and galas to seaside crab boils and garden parties. Nancy's has you covered. For more information and to see the array of menus and services, visit nancyscateringandevents.com. Nancy's Catering and Events, where your perfect event begins.
Local radio brings people together like never before.
It's a beautiful hometown weekend out there. We've got
your local stations keep you informed and involved with music, talk shows, and real-time news updates you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters, connecting you to what matters most. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress to support your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
It's Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, Pensacola's contract with VO, the e-scooter rental company, could be in jeopardy. City Administrator Tim Kinsella said the technology meant to prevent the scooters from operating on the sidewalk was not working. Users are not following the age limit of 18 to rent the scooters, and adults are renting them for children. The company is facing a fall deadline to continue its service. Mayor D.C. Reeves not sure if his administration would recommend extending the VO contract.
Okay, here's your second story. The results are in for the public vote on the Pensacola Beach Gateway Project. There were three options for the entrance at the south end of the Sykes Bridge. Option number two, which featured a beach ball on the right corner of the arc. earned the most votes with 1,942 out of 3,830 cast votes. The public input also allowed voters to leave comments, and this is what you're going to find interesting. Some of the voters voiced criticism of the options, while many said they wouldn't like to see a new entrance sign at all.
Wow, what Debbie Downers. And your third and final top story this afternoon. Kimberly Spears Sullivan, a local attorney, hoping to help Elizabeth Collins. That's the 79-year-old Gulf Breeze woman with dementia who remains jailed after her recent arrest. Spears Sullivan says Collins' arrest is a tragic example of what can go wrong when families do not know the resources available to them. Spears Sullivan says she can help the family navigate through hurdles they would not otherwise know about and has offered her services pro bono.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Still large underdogs in the NBA Finals. The Indiana Pacers lead 2-1. Good morning, I'm Jared Max. The Pacers beat the Thunder in Indianapolis last night, 116-107. Benedict Mathurin came off the bench and scored a team-high 27 points in only 22 minutes against the Thunder.
Ben was amazing getting downhill, not overthinking things. I thought he did a great job operating the pick and roll, just rising up and shooting over guys, getting downhill. He just made play after play. Our whole second group did. Honestly, our second group really won us the game, you know, so, you know, shout out to those guys.
The Pacers' Tyrese Haliburton with NBA TV. After he scored 22 points in Game 3 of the NBA Finals, Pascal Siakam added 21, while Benedict Mathurin scored 27 for the Pacers. Indiana also got 10 points off the bench from T.J. McConnell, 8 from Obi Toppin. The Thunder led by Jalen Williams with 26 points and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who scored 24. The Thunder down 2-1, but still a 1-2 favorite to win the series. Game 4 is tomorrow in Indianapolis. Dallas Mavericks, the latest NBA team to reject the New York Knicks' request to speak with their head coach, Jason Kidd, about the Knicks' coaching vacancy. The team fired Tom Thibodeau last week and has sought the likes of NBA head coaches Chris Finch from the Timberwolves and Ime Udoka from the Rockets, as well as former Villanova coach Jay Wright. The Knicks rejected on all fronts. Stanley Cup Final Game 4 tonight in Sunrise, Florida. Reigning Cup champion Panthers have won 2 straight for a 2-1 lead on the Edmonton Oilers, who might make a change in goal tonight. Oilers coach Chris Knobloch said a decision will get made before faceoff, whether to start Stuart Skinner, who gave up 5 goals on 23 shots in Game 3, or backup Calvin Pickard. Faceoff 8 o'clock Eastern time. NHL postseason awards continue to get announced. For the second time, Colorado Avalanche defenseman Cale Makar won the Norris Trophy. Golf, the 125th U.S. Open, underway this morning outside of Pittsburgh at Oakmont Country Club. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
All right, and the New England Patriots will unveil a Tom Brady statue in August. The team announced that the unveiling will take place on August 8th at the Patriots Hall of Fame. The announcement was made today, June 12th, and that's what the Patriots refer to as Tom Brady Day, because it was on June 12th last year that Brady was inducted into the Patriots Hall of Fame and news of the 12-foot bronze statue was first announced.
Okay, the House held an interesting hearing today on a more than $2 billion settlement to pay college athletes. It's all about NIL. Here's Madison Allworth.
The case paves the way for schools to share millions of dollars in revenue with their student athletes to pay them. House lawmakers are now taking that ruling, and they're holding a hearing today to potentially codify a law around this. Fox Business has also obtained a draft of the legislation. In it, there's a lot of items that the NCAA have spent years and millions of dollars lobbying for, including a national standard for name, image, and likeness, or NIL, and prohibiting college athletes from being classified as employees. That has long been a debate in this space. It also gives the NCAA broad legal protection that would shield them from future antitrust lawsuits, like the lawsuit that brought the settlement.
And the Stanley Cup Final resumes tonight, of course. The Florida Panthers hosting the Edmonton Oilers for Game 4 of the best-of-seven series. Florida, the defending champs, hold a 2-1 lead. They won Game 3 6-1, so they're in a pretty overwhelming spot right now. Puck drop set for 7 p.m. if you are so inclined.
All right. Golf's toughest test gets underway and got underway, I should say, today in Pennsylvania. Joe Morgan has the information for you.
The 125th playing of the U.S. Open makes a trip to Oakmont Country Club this week, which is arguably the most difficult course in America. The first round of golf's second oldest championship begins Thursday at 6:45 a.m. Eastern. Bryson DeChambeau is the defending U.S. Open champion, while Scottie Scheffler enters the tournament on a tear. Scheffler has won in 3 of his last 4 tournaments, including the PGA Championship. After donning the green jacket at the Masters for the first time in April, which completed the career Grand Slam, Rory McIlroy missed the cut last week at the RBC Canadian Open. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Chris Sims ranked his top QBs in his top five were Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, and Jaden Daniels. Notice a name missing in the top five? Well, if you don't, it's obviously Jalen Hurts, who Sims ranked as the 10th best QB in the NFL. And I think it's laughable that Chris thinks there are nine signal callers better than the Super Bowl MVP. So my top five QBs in order entering this season are Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, and then yes, Jalen Hurts. I'm Zach Gelb.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text. Text BEACH to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text BEACH to 42424. That's BEACH to 42424.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Here's today's health news.
542, News Radio 92.3, sliding by this afternoon. Sleep habits. What's my question to that is, what's a sleep habit? I would love to know. It might be time to watch your sleep and those habits more closely, especially if you're one who likes a mid-afternoon nap. I told you earlier, boy, if I go down for a nap, I'm gone. Forget it.
Yeah.
No rebounding. It's over. Punch out. Lisa Brady has a story.
This is House Call for Health. A new study shows daytime power naps could contribute to an increased risk of death. Researchers at Boston's Massachusetts General Hospital say some groups of people with irregular daytime sleep patterns have a greater risk of early death. Experts say the findings suggest premature death could be from taking longer daytime naps, fluctuating sleep patterns, or taking naps between the hours of 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. The American Academy of Sleep Medicine recommends power naps of no more than 20 to 30 minutes in the afternoon. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And a new study finds that your coffee drinking could be linked to healthier aging. The University of Toronto study followed women for 30 years and found those who drank 1 to 3 cups of caffeinated coffee a day in their 50s were more likely to reach older age free from chronic disease and with good cognitive, physical, and mental health. The study also showed that decaffeinated coffee, tea, or other caffeinated beverages did not produce the same effect.
Well, Bill Clinton, a little unstable here, sparking some concern after a video showed him stumbling in New York City outside a book event. Ted Linder has more from New York.
The 78-year-old former president's legs were seen buckling as he grabbed a pole for support to pull himself up from the street to the sidewalk outside the 92nd Y Cultural Center in Manhattan. Social media lit up with worry over Clinton's frail appearance, drawing comparisons to President Biden. The former president, who's faced multiple health issues over the years, was attending a launch for The First Gentleman, a political thriller he co-wrote with James Patterson. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
A congressional hearing explored American reliance on drugs and pharmaceuticals made overseas and what it might take to make more medicine. That medicine shortage is what we're getting at here. Jessica Rosenthal has more on the story.
Only 12% of active pharmaceutical ingredients are made in the U.S. India supplies us a third of our drugs. China is increasing its hold on ingredients.
China has become our pharmacist. I practiced pharmacy for almost 40 years. Now I've been replaced by China.
Georgia Republican Congressman Buddy Carter asked Patrick Cashman, the president of USA Antibiotics, the only manufacturer of amoxicillin in the U.S., how quickly he could increase production right now.
With the right policy framework, we could significantly expand production with 18 to 24 months.
He called domestic drug manufacturing a national security issue. One witness said building out a new facility would take at least 5 years, and there needs to be a plan in place to utilize existing manufacturing space for medicines. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
5:45 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Yeah, still got some backups on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Also have some on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Last major spot's going to be Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard heading towards Glover Lane. As for your local weather, 86 degrees, low of 77 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be rainy. Same with Saturday and Sunday. Highs are going to be just under 90 degrees.
Okay, that's your local snapshot. We'll go national with you now. More rainy weather for the Gulf Coast, the South, and the Upper Midwest. Janice Dean has more in this Fox weather forecast.
A stalled front draped across the south will once again be the focus of heavy rain and flooding, along with the possibility of strong to severe storms from Texas along the Gulf Coast into Florida. The upper Midwest also expecting heavy rain through Friday, especially over central Minnesota. Smoke from the Canadian wildfires causing poor air quality from the northern tier of the country. The heat is breaking records over the west, with some of those hot temperatures backing off a bit for the northwest. Fox Weather has all of your latest forecast details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. U.S. dollar hit its lowest level in more than 3 years today after President Donald Trump threatened to set tariff levels for countries that are not in active trade negotiations with the United States. Chime opened today at $43 in its NASDAQ debut after selling shares at $27 apiece in an IPO that valued the online banking company at $11.6 billion. Chime raised roughly $700 million in its offering yesterday. Shares of Oracle rose 15%, had a record close and their best day in 4 years. Share price rise comes as the database software vendor issued robust earnings and a strong forecast. Stocks were higher on Wall Street today, with the Dow up more than 100 points. The S&P 500 added 23 and the NASDAQ grew by nearly 50. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, new numbers showing cooler inflation in the month of May. Jenny Casola has those numbers for us.
Prices at the wholesale level came in cooler than expected in May. The producer price index rose just 0.1%, also up 0.1% for the core reading, excluding food and energy. For the year ending in May, the PPI was up 2.6%, core PPI was up 3%. Both of those readings were more modest than economists were predicting. The report follows a drop of 0.5% in April. Inflation measured by the PPI peaked at 11.7% in March of 2022. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
All right. And a union representing about 45,000 grocery store workers in Southern Cal is closer to a strike. On Wednesday, United Food and Commercial Workers announced its members have overwhelmingly voted in favor of going on strike. No strike date has been set, but the union members work at Albertsons, Pavilions, Ralph's, and Vaughn's grocery stores. The union says after 4 months, its contract negotiations with Kroger and Albertsons have broken down.
Top U.S. and Chinese negotiators came away from recent talks in London with a potential framework for a trade deal. That's some pretty positive information to pass along. Here's Edward Lawrence, friend of the White House.
We don't know exactly what is in the deal. We do know they made an agreement to follow the agreement that was in Geneva, and that was not happening as the Chinese were moving forward with this. Now, trade is on the mind for the president. The president does say that they will have multiple deals going forward. He says he's open to the idea of moving back that snapback reciprocal tariff date if the talks are going well. But then he says that he will, in the next 2 weeks, set those reciprocal rates. So he's trying to put a deadline on things so talks get to a deal. President Trump saying that things are going well with Japan and South Korea. The Treasury Secretary testifying the administration is in active negotiations with about 18 trading partners, but by far the most difficult to close will be a deal with China.
And President Trump wants the Fed to lower interest rates. Speaking from the White House, he said the U.S. has too much short-term debt, and the country would save billions if the interest rate was lowered by just a point. Without mentioning Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell by name, Trump said Powell's nickname is too late because he waits too long to cut rates. Trump added he's not going to fire the guy.
All right. Speaking of President Trump, reconciliation with Elon Musk after their public feud. Not a top priority after the two reportedly spoke on the phone earlier this week. Alexandria Hoff has more from the White House.
Fortunately for Elon Musk, he clearly developed a good rapport, good working relationship with several key members of the administration during his 130 days while he was working with it. One of those being White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles. The New York Times reports that Wiles and Musk actually spoke on Friday, as well as Musk and Vice President Vance, about a path to a truce with the president. This gave way to the reported Monday night phone call between President Trump and Elon Musk. Vance said at the Kennedy Center last night, "I think it's in the best interest of the whole country for one of the country's great entrepreneurs to also be supportive of the president, to also be supportive of the president and our agenda." Now, Monday's reported phone call led to the billionaire expressing regret over the social media sledgehammer he had deployed.
And the birthplace of Flamin' Hot Cheetos has closed its doors. After more than 50 years, Frito-Lay has closed its plant in Rancho Cucamonga, California, and cut hundreds of jobs in the process. The plant became somewhat of a cultural icon for being the place that gave the world Flamin' Hot Cheetos in 1991. Yeah, Flamin' Hot stuff, like, that feels painfully 90s to me.
Oh, listen, I love Tabasco. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
I carry a bottle with me, actually. It's in the car. As Congress works on President Trump's big, beautiful taxing and spending bill, the Congressional Budget Office says it could mean billions of dollars in cuts for food stamps. Here's Jill Nato.
The legislation passed by the House would cut about $295 billion over the next decade from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, also known as SNAP. The Senate's still working on their version, but the House measure would make states pick up more of the costs, require several million more recipients to work or lose their benefits, and potentially reduce the amount of aid people would get. The Congressional Budget Office says the changes would likely cut about 3 million people from SNAP. A little over 42 million people nationwide received SNAP benefits in February. That's the latest month for which figures are available. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
5:52 on the nose here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. Back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes as we hit the final stretch of this 5 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
June 13th through June 29th, Pensacola Little Theater presents Camelot, a timeless musical that transports audiences to the legendary kingdom of King Arthur, his beloved Queen Guinevere, and the valiant Knights of the Round Table. Filled with romance, chivalry, and the pursuit of an idealized society, the story explores themes of honor, betrayal, and the struggle to maintain peace in a world rife with conflict. Secure your tickets for this show online at PensacolaLittleTheater.com or at the PLT box office.
One time he forgot to fuel up the boat. And it wouldn't be the first time he left his tackle box behind. On one trip he even headed out without his lucky hat. And seems he almost always forgets to wear his sunscreen. But he never forgets to wear the one thing that could save his life. Life jackets save lives. Wear it, Florida.
Visit myfwc.com for more information.
You're great at protecting your personal information. You might even use things like two-factor authentication and strong passwords. But as much as you try to control how your info is protected, there are other places that also have it, and they may not be as careful. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed or your money back. Save 40% your first year with my name Clay as the promo code at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
And all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
.555 heads up, Pensacola, Austin Price has a look at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Indeed, I do. Let's see what we got here. Luckily, just like any other afternoon, a lot of our traffic issues seem to be dissipating. Still have some issues on Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, and on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. But outside of those couple spots, there shouldn't be much else holding you up for too long. As for the weather, 86 degrees, going to be a low of 77 tonight with about a 30% chance of thunderstorms bleeding into your Friday. Friday is going to see those chances skyrocket, and that's going to bleed into your weekend as well on both Saturday and Father's Day Sunday. Highs for all three of those days are going to be just under 90 degrees.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Sabrina Carpenter revealing a new album on the way. Michelle Polino has the story.
Sabrina Carpenter is coming back with a new album, Man's Best Friend, dropping August 29th. She announced the release during an Instagram Live while flipping through records from Donna Summer, ABBA, and Dolly Parton before landing on her own. Why so sexy, you're so dumb. The album artwork shows Carpenter on all fours with a hand tugging her hair. The first single, Man Child, shot to number one on Spotify globally and in the U.S. Carpenter hits the road again this fall for another sold-out arena run. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And President Trump was greeted with a mixture of boos and cheers during last night's performance of Les Miserables at the Kennedy Center. Plenty of Trump supporters were in attendance during the opening night performance of the popular musical and cheered when the president entered. But Trump critics were also in the audience booing, shouting expletives, and calling him a f***ing at the Kennedy Center, which he seized control of earlier this year and named himself as the board chair.
Well, some people you just can't take out in public, you know?
I can't take the president anywhere.
Well, no, not him. I'm talking about the people yelling at him in the audience there. Hey, two major Hollywood companies, we're talking about Disney, Universal. They are suing AI, taking them to court. Here's Tom Argotti.
Disney and Universal are suing AI image generator Midjourney for copyright infringement. The complaint claims the AI firm pirated the libraries of the studios to generate endless unauthorized copies of their famed characters, such as Darth Vader from Star Wars,
you are part of the Rebel Alliance and a traitor,
and the minions from Despicable Me. Disney and Universal also claim Midjourney ignored their request to stop infringing on their works. No comment yet from the AI firm. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And the rapper who charted a decade ago as a teen with Watch Me Whip and Nene going to prison for killing his cousin, Silento, a.k.a. Ricky Hawk, pleaded guilty but mentally ill Wednesday to manslaughter, assault, concealing a death, and a firearms charge. He's been in jail since 2021, days after his cousin Frederick Rooks was found shot to death outside Atlanta. Hawk was sentenced to 30 years in prison.
Okay, Macy's announced its 4th of July celebration lineup. Michelle Polino's back and has the information.
Macy's is set to light up the sky for America's birthday with its 49th annual 4th of July fireworks show, broadcast live on NBC and featuring performances from the Jonas Brothers, Eric Church, Lenny Kravitz, Ava Max, Kiki Palmer, and Trisha Yearwood. The celebration in New York City will launch over 80,000 shells in 30 colors from four barges on the East River, with fireworks soaring up to 1,000 feet and projection mapping on the Brooklyn Bridge. The 25-minute display will be set to a musical score produced by Questlove and James Poyser and hosted by Tony Awards vet Ariana DeBose. The show will also honor the upcoming Milano Cortina 2026 Winter Olympic Games in Italy. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Okay, a New York man claiming he set the world record for most consecutive hours playing golf. Tom Graham has an explanation.
The game of golf is known to take the better part of a morning or afternoon to play around, but for one duffer on New York's Long Island, it took the better part of 2 days. Kalichi Azihi is laying claim to a Guinness World Record, saying he played 35 hours straight. The 27-year-old added he had friends armed with flashlights and used glow-in-the-dark golf balls during those overnight hours from Sunday to early Tuesday morning this week. Azihi says he managed to play 18 holes seven times. That's 126 holes in all. London-based Guinness says it's yet to verify the world record claim, but said they are reviewing it. In New York, Tom Graham, Fox News.
Well, baseball has been very, very good to me. Remember that Saturday Night Live bit there? Pensacola dropped a close game to Rocket City Wednesday, 5-4. Wahoos now 30-29, that is, in the 25 season. They're back in action tonight. First pitch at 6:35 up in Huntsville. Coming back in 12 minutes, this is News Radio 92.3.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.